Well, now we just have a problem. If that's true, I'll have to double. That's where we got to yesterday, yeah?
Fine.
And is it? We say everything is for the good. For example, someone is sick. What is the best for him? To go to the hospital. It's the best thing. But he can daven to be to the Beta Midrash the day after.
We have to understand why. I mean, there's a stereo. Somebody's sick, and everybody knows intuitively that if someone's sick, you daven, they should get well.
Yes.
The question is why. The best thing that could happen to him that he's sick.
It's better to do...
We have to understand, how is it that that's the best thing that's happening?
Yeah.
First of all, that's hard to understand. Why is that the best thing?
At this time, but for the future, you have to change.
I don't know about the future. I'm not a around the future. That's what Rashi says. Al techakeh al atidot.
You have to daven, it's for future. It's
Rashi says not to.
No.
I'm saying that level of the talking that Rashi is talking about says, al techakeh al atidot. Don't worry about tomorrow. You just live now.
Yes.
So now everything is the way it's supposed to be. That's the problem we have in Achinami. We never had this problem before. Bottle Ritzonecha Keneged Rotzen Hashem. You have a Rotzen and Hashem has a Rotzen. That Rotzen is not the same. And you have to mevatel your Rotzen to the Rotzen Hashem. And I'm daven for him to change his... What are you talking about? We have to understand what's going on here. You understand what I just said? You didn't like it.
Right.
It says you have to mevatel, the Mishnah says you have to mevatel your rotzon to the rotzon of Hashem.
Yes.
That means Hashem has a rotzon and I have a rotzon.
No one does that. Somebody gets sick, they're doing everything they can to get
We're trying to understand why. That's another problem. I understand the halacha here. I'm not going to understand Torah by what people do. I'm trying to understand Torah from what the Torah says. If you want to know what the Torah's view on anything is, it makes sense that you should look in the Torah. Correct? Fine. I mean, that's not always obvious. In every other subject in the world, it's obvious. In Torah, it's not always so obvious that the Torah is actually the genuine source for Torah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's the difficulty. This is a hard sugya, the hard question. The difficulty here is you have to mevatel your rotzon to the rotzon of Hashem. That means whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. Now, you generally want this guy to be sick? You generally want this headache you've got now? No! So what I have to do when it goes away? I have to mevatel my rotzon to the rotzon of Hashem. And you're right, you see, nobody lives like that. We don't see the Gedolim acting like that. You have a chiyuv to daven. The Rambam says mefurish. You have to daven when you have a tzora. One second, if I have a tzora, that's the rotzon Hashem. So I should mevatel my rotzon to Hashem's rotzon and want the tzora. Why would I daven to take away something I want? The whole thing's not boru. So that's what we're trying to understand. What's going on here? That's what we've got to understand. Okay, so the first thing we have to know is that nothing comes into the world, no shefa, brocha, anything comes into the world unless you ask for it. And that's how Hashem created the world, and that's what he's the Chochma Elyona decreed. Nothing comes into the world without tefillah. Okay? That's point number one. The Ken Mitzin of Rashi, the Maisa Breshis, and Apostle, the Hosea Chasada Terim Yibaret, the Kolaisa Vasada Terim Yitzmach, Kilohim Ti Hashem Elohim Es Haaretz. Nothing had grown, nothing was growing, the grass, the trees, nothing was growing. Why not? Because Hashem hadn't made it rain. Why not? The Adam Ein Lavad Es Haadoma. Because there was no man to work the land. Upirish Rashi, what does it mean there was no. There was no rain. Umatam lo himti. Why was there no rain? Lefia shia odem ein lavon es adoma v'ein maki betoivoson shel geshomim. There was no odem to work the land and no one to recognize the goodness of the rain. Appreciation, what you said yesterday, which we'll come back to. Ukeshebo odem v'yada shehem tzurech loilo. When Adam came into the world and he recognized there was a need for rain, תתפלל עליהם, ויעדו, וצומחו עליינס ועדוסי, עד כאן. So Rashi tells you, what does it mean, אין אדם לעבוד עשו דומה? There was no one to daven for rain. If you don't daven for rain, you're not going to get rain. Hashem's whole purpose of the world's not going to happen. There's going to be no trees and no grass. Nothing's going to grow. The world's not going to happen. Okay, so it won't. But until you daven, you're not getting it. So if you want something, you've got to get it. That's the first Nakudiya we have to understand.
How did Adam know that he had to pray for
rain? Excellent question.
He didn't know what rain existed.
We don't know what Adam knew and what he didn't know. Remember, he was on a level, Adam Arishan, when he was there, was on a level of what we daven to today. He was in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, whatever that means. When you're in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, I assume you know things. I don't know. I don't know. You worked it out. How did Avram Avinu know that you have to eat matzah on Pesach and that you not wear shatnas, that you put on tefillin and you had to... And a chinami. Good. I don't know how he knew. I don't know. But he knew. Kloimel al-mod she'agashomim ha'in tzorech lo'olam v'vaday ha'yu tzrichil meredet. Despite the fact that rain is very necessary for the world, and it has to rain. As long as there's no one to daven for it and appreciate it and see the good in it, doesn't rain. That's the way Shemayim V'aretz works. Ein B'nefesh HaChayim Chelek Gimel, Shah Gimel explains it in intricate detail how the system works, the relationship between Shemayim V'aretz via Tefillah, how that works, the technicalities of it. Hashamayim Ashpim Shefel Aretz. Where do we get Shefa in the world from? From Shemayim. Ulam Rak B'tnai She'Adam HaNimtza Ba'aretz Mechabram B'Bekoshosei V'Tfilosei. There's a Tnai in the Bria that only happens when you Mechaber Eretz to Shemayim via Tfilah. Moshe Lamad Ovedoyme Nezerem Chashmal HaMagir LeKol Bait. Chashmal comes to every house, right? Everybody has a chibur, and the chashmal comes to your house. Kedei lahanos mi'oir echayim lelachatz al hamateg la'ir es acheda. But you can be mechubar to the chevrat chashmal, but if you don't switch the switch, you don't have light. You have to pull the switch. Kamo kain hashefa mukhan hamazuman hu lado. Everything you need to get is there and it's waiting. Hatfile hi hametag shebementzioyis hamakabal adam es hashefa. That doesn't answer our question yet. It's just telling you how you get what you want. We're dealing in a world where we don't want anything except what Hashem wants. So how do you know what you want? But that's the way it works. Choshuv lo isiv. Okay, the next piece. Afo pisha in tfila hashava reka. Even though there's no tfila that doesn't get answered. Mikol makom ein ze muchrach she'atfila ta'ane ba'isa oifen shebikash hamitpala. That doesn't mean that the prayer will be answered in the way that the person asking for it wanted it to happen.
May not be answered to him.
Good. May not be now, it might be later, it may not be him, it may be for his children. We will see. Very good. That's it for your sodya. Oh, appreciation, the one you saw, you said yesterday in this. You've learned it before, see. ויש מיכך מימוש השפע האלוקי המגיע על התפילה אינו חייב להגיע לאדם המבקש. The person that's asking for it may not get it. הוא יוכל להגיע לאדם אחר או אילם. It may get to somebody else. והכל על פי חשבון השמיים. All according to whatever השם's חשבון עשו. במקרה זה המתפלל יקבל לסחורי על כך שתוידס לצבילו עשו נויש אחרי. It's a bit strange. Why? I'm hungry, so I daven for food, and he gets the food.
That messes up the whole system.
It doesn't mess up anything. This is the system.
Yechiras Karanone. I can choose good over bad, and I get scars. Now I daven for something I need, and it goes to that guy.
What's it going to do?
Ellie. It goes to Ellie.
Once again, if it goes to Ellie, that's good news. It could be worse. The worst case scenario for you. A lot worse. Well, what's it got to do with Bechira? I don't understand.
I'm just saying. I put in the effort.
I know you're just saying, but I'm trying to work out what you're saying. That you said something, everyone agrees. Tell me what, I don't understand what you
mean. I put in the effort. It's my effort. I put in the effort. Fila, I'm for 2 hours, I'm fasting, the whole thing. Okay? And I should get the result then, right? Because I put in the effort.
So you're telling me there's a connection between your ishtadlis and the outcome? No. No, in ishtadlis we've worked that out. Nobody has a problem thinking that the ishtadlis makes panasa. We've dealt with that. Everybody is clear. Tefillah, one second. So are we saying tefillah is different?
Well, it says here, he just told us it's different. He just said, no one comes to the world without tefillah.
No, one second.
And if you want something, you got to daven for it. That's the secret.
It says it comes into the world, and if you want it, you got to daven for it. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. You don't mean you're going to get it when you want it, and it doesn't mean you'll get it the way you want it. Good. So you're saying that this is not like ishtadlis. Yeah, there is some connection between my effort and the result. Not necessarily a direct connection that I would like to see, but there is some connection. But his ishtadlus, he said there's no connection. Okay? Let's see. Hold on. No, you're out. According to what he said now, you're out. You're out. You know, we're going to have to at some point stop here and learn that Yalkut and the four kings who did different types of tefillahs and ishtadluses. But just for now, we know that Chizkiyahu Melech, when Sancheiriv had surrounded Yerushalayim, and they were about to wipe out the Jewish people, so Chizkiyahu Melech was the king, and he did a very intelligent thing that most of us would like to do when we have problems. He went to bed. And Hashem did a miracle, and all Sancheiriv's troops got wiped out while he was sleeping. So the Yalkut said, why did he do that? David HaMelech, when he had a war, David HaMelech said, I'll pursue my enemies and I'll chase them and I'll kill them. Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, I can't pursue them, I can't chase them, and I can't even daven for them that I should win. So I'm going to bear. In both cases, it's very interesting. I mean, we should see it inside because there's four different kings with different... But in both cases, in David HaMelech and in Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Hashem says, V'ani oisekein. In David HaMelech, who says, I'll pursue them and I'll chase them and I'll kill them and I'll wipe them out, Hashem says, V'ani oisekein. Okay, I'll take care of it. Somebody asked you to take care of anything? David's taking care of everything. Who needs you? No, David understood that even though he was chasing and pursuing and doing everything, he wasn't doing anything. That is the nature of Mashiach. Mashiach is completely transparent. When you see David Melech chasing and doing and killing his enemies, you don't see David Melech, you see Hashem. But it's okay. Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, I'm not going to chase him, I'm not going to pursue him, I'm not even going to daven. Hashem says, Vani Oisaken, I'll take care of it. What was Chizkiyahu HaMelech's problem? What did he learn from his Zayde, David HaMelech, and make ishtadlus like David HaMelech did? So the Yalkut says, David HaMelech, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was scared that if he pursued and killed his enemies, or if he davened that something should happen, he might have attributed the end result to his efforts. Which is kulu sheken for somebody who is a potential Mashiach. The Gemara says Chizkiyahu HaMelech was this close to being Mashiach. This close to being Mashiach. So we're talking about, so for him to have any smack that maybe we won the war because of my tefillahs, even though you have a chiv to daven. He held that he was potter from davening because it could makalkal his whole musag of what a yid is, and he went to bed and Hashem said, it's okay, you're right. So from there we see that there is no connection between, there's not supposed to be a connection between the tefillah and the outer result. So we have to see, we have to, in a chinami, depends on the level of the person. There's learned the four different levels of betochen and the different approaches a person has to use depending on his level of betochen. Sometimes you have to make ishtadlus but just daven, sometimes you have to make ishtadlus and not daven, and sometimes you have to make ishtadlus and daven, and sometimes you have to go to bed. There's no one here that has to go to bed. If anybody thinks they're on Chizkiyahu HaMelech's level, we're more like the two guys in the middle. Okay, whatever. You can only go to bed when you know there's no connection between what you're doing and the end result, but you're scared you may make a mistake. Then you can go to bed. Until you're 100% sure, clear, that what you're doing has no connection to anything that's happening, but you're scared you might make that mistake, then you can go to bed. So in the meantime, we have to go back to work. But the point you're making is it seems there is enough nafkamina, yeah, based on what he said, between tefillah and ishtadlus. Ishtadlus, we said clearly there's no connection. You're going to work, you're making a deal, you're buying a building, has nothing to do with your panasa. And yet in tefillah it seems to say that there is some connection. All right, if you don't daven, it's not going to happen. Whereas if you don't make ishtadlus, it could happen. Good. No, I have to track that down. Okay, it's a kasha, but it's not whatever. Atan novin is divrei chazal shekovu mipnei ma'ayu ha'imo is akoros ulefi shetzayv akorosh bochul etfiloson. Why did Sora, Rivka, Rochel, Velea not have wombs? Why were they akoros? Were they barren? Because Hashem loves the tefillahs of his tzaddikim. Lovely. What does that mean? Hashem's a bit bored. He's got nothing to do. And he likes to listen to the Imohais davening and pleading for children. So for 90 years, he makes sure that Sarah doesn't have a child. So he has some kind of enjoyment? What is it? What does this mean? It's a tanchuma. It makes sense to you, this? Hashem doesn't let you have children because he likes to hear you davening. Hashem likes, before you davened, he was lacking something. Ma kurepo. Shtei imaiz, bonez beis Yisrael, rochel imeinu velei imeinu. Let's just focus on rochel velei for now, because they're all the ones that actually built Klal Yisrael. Kashiz boinan bepsukim bedivrei chazal nimtza sheleia niten lakol ma shebikshu. Leia, if you have a look at it, got whatever she wanted.
Well, no, not quite.
Compared to Rochel?
Yeah, she wasn't having children again, and she...
said it again, but she had a whole bunch at home already. She wasn't exactly barren. Let's go through them, we'll see. Hibikshan lo tipil b'chelkel shel Esav v'nitan lo. She was supposed to marry Esav. That was that's what Hashem's Rotson was. She governed, Hashem said, okay, I don't have to marry Esav. Big Shirley, Paket, Bebonim, Venenta. She davened, she'd have children, and she was answered. Big Shashem Yafuches Ateva, Vichlifes Yosef, Bedina, Venenta. She had Yosef in her womb, and she davened that it should become Dina because she didn't want to embarrass Rachel. Hashem said, fine, whatever you want. He got murdered Lashem Alinu, Bokashoisa, Shoines, Kiro Hashem, Beinir, Kishoma Hashem, Esnu Anoichi. Everything, all the words she speaks about is Hashem listening to me, Hashem doing what I want. Kishoma Hashem, Hashem heard me. Nosen Elokim Schori, Hashem's giving me my reward. Kiro Hashem Bani. Hashem saw my suffering. Himavakeshes Venenis. She asks and she gets. Ulum say Rochel Imeinu, Mevake Albanaya Adayom Azeh. Rochel's crying Adayom Azeh. Adayin lo nenta. She's still not answered. There's two types of tefillah. It's like learning Reb Chaim this. Yeah? Trade dinim in tefillah. Tefillah poeles ala mitpalel boifen yashir. There's a tefillah that works directly on you, the person who's davening. The tefillah hamashpia kol ha'olam. There's a tefillah that's mashpia on the whole world. Va'amnam kach gila lan Hashem yisbarach al yedei chazal. Gemara that follows the same principle here. Everybody knows this Gemara. Kol ha'olam nizoin bishvil chaninya bi. The whole world is fed in the merit of Rabbi Chanina, my son. V'chaninya bni, and what about him? Dai lo bekav charuvi me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. It's enough that he has a slice of bread the whole week. Don't know what a kav of kruvim is. How much is a kav of kruvim? It's not the most delicious, scrumptious meal. Look, dry sort of seeds or whatever. And he has enough from there. Rabbi Chanina Dais, you go through the Chazals, is probably one of the poorest people that ever lived. The poverty in his home was extreme. And yet, the whole world was fed in his merit. What's going on? The ki klum chosim abay samelach, Hashem's lacking. Madua she tzadi kol gadol kerebi chanina she kol ha'ilam nizan bishvile madua lo yikabel gam hu es panosa berevach. This big tzadi, Rebbe Chanina Dais, the gon lador, the tzadi kador, who was holding on azal level, he didn't need to light oil, vinegar, whatever. He didn't know there was a natural world. He lived in the world of nisim. Why did he have to suffer so much and not have a proper panosa when the whole world's fed in his merit? How Rabbi Chanina Mendoza mefanes the whole world? Because he realized, I don't have panosa. When you don't have panosa, what do? You daven. What happens? Hashem says, hey, you don't have panosa. There's a whole world out here that doesn't deserve panosa because they're not daving for it. So I'm giving them the panosa in the mschus of your tefillahs. So why can't I have panosa? Because if you get panosa, you're going to stop davening for it. And then the whole world will starve to death. Ha'olam niskokek litvilosu shel Rebbe Chanina. The world needs Rebbe Chanina's tefillahs. Keitzadu yod Rebbe Chanina shetafkidu oil yitpalel panosa, b'miyuchad. How did Rebbe Chanina Mendoza know that he has to daven dafka for panosa? Because Baruch Hu nosen es panosa b'tzimtzum. Because Hashem showed him, your panosa is going to come ma'od b'tzimtzum. U'mameilu yodaya ki chal alav chayves yishtadles b'tefillah. Lifnei boir al panosa. Rabbi Chanina says, look, And he says, phew, Parnassus is a bit tight this year. Bit unusual, bit strange. Okay, so Vaishnois, I have a problem. The Rambam says, you have a chiyuv to daven. So he davens for Parnassus. What happens? The whole world's being fed now. The people that don't daven, the people that don't learn Torah, the people that are not shomer Torah and mitzvah, and they don't deserve to eat. And therefore, the world's not going to be Mekayim. So Hashem says, Rabbi Chinuray said, do me a favor, daven for the world that there should be food, so the world and everybody else can get fed. And why don't I feed you? Because the minute I feed you, you're not going to know that that's the thing you should be really putting your focus into. There are a lot of people out there today, I don't want to upset you or surprise you, but there are a lot of people out there today that rely on Koich Ve'etzim Yodi and don't daven for Panasa. It's only in the schus of the tzaddikim that the world gets fed. Not just the schus, the tefillahs. Hard to work out who the parasites are. Called, who are the real parasites? The people that are not keeping Torah, not davening, are getting fed. Why? Because there's somebody in Bnei Brak or Yerushalayim or wherever else, in Lakewood or whatever, that's davening for food to come into the world. And that time they're being fed. By the way, Nefesh HaChaim says this mefurish. Nefesh HaChaim says this yesod mefurish. That there are people that call the frum people parasites. They don't realize that the reason he has food is because he's a parasite. Because he's living off the schus of the tzaddik. And by the way, there are a lot of chilonim and even goyim that knew this. The goyim understood this. The goyim used to ask the Chofetz Chaim to walk through their pardesim. Because they knew when the Chofetz Chaim came and blessed their pardesim, they got better produce than when he didn't. Understood that the tefillah of the Chofetz Chaim improved their panos. The goyim understood this. Okay, now you can outrage if you want.
You got some holy yin of Bnei Brak, and he's davening for Parnassa. So some rap artist in LA can be making millions of dollars? Like why?
I don't know about $1 million, but he's getting, we said nizon.
How's that work?
Nizon, he's getting fed. Because that's how she made the world. How, why? Okay.
That's the ideal.
You're asking how, why? Questions, right? That's
so
what I heard.
So we can earn millions of dollars so we can get hooked on drugs and
kill himself. Because maybe why, if you want a simple why. Usually when we're dealing with what, we don't ask why and how. Ask anyone from a Gemara Shia. First we need to know what's being said. Then we can work out why and how. But why may be one reason is because this guy maybe did once do a nice thing and he needs to get schar for it. Heard of Donald Trump?
Yep.
How did he become who he is today? Because he's such a tzaddik. Because he's such a holy man. Because he's such a...
It was that reality TV show, The Apprentice.
Because he had a father who built the first Talmud Torah in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yes. He had a father who built the first shul for Holocaust survivors in Brooklyn. Now, where are you going to give him his reward? In Olam Haba? And Gana Olam Haba. Or maybe he's... Haredi grandchildren will slip him into Olam Haba. I don't know. I don't exactly know what Hashem's Cheshbon saw. But Pashto says the guy doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. So where is he getting his reward? Hashem says you can have the whole of this world. He has the whole of this world. Cool. Now how does he have the schus to have that? Because you're right. There's some tzaddikal getting up every morning and davening for panos, davening for money and whatever. And he gets it. Why does he get it? Because Hashem needs him to get it. Because Hashem doesn't unpay. Everything gets paid. Everything gets cheshbon.
You have also to do some ishtadlut.
Who, Donald Trump makes a lot of ishtadlis. I don't know if you have to make ishtadlis. No? I don't know if you have to.
That means we need both. One is makes a tefillah, but the second is to pull the button. No?
Not convinced. Because then you go back to the ishtadlis being mukhra. Ishtadlis ainu moyel, aval ishtadlis mukhra. It doesn't help, it doesn't do anything, but you have to make ishtadlis. We go back to that nekudah.
Yes.
Lo baruli. Lo, I don't know. It's not clear. It could be, in fact, the grandson of this guy that Donald Trump's father built a shul for, whatever, lives in Rabbeinu Shemesh. The story was in the Hamadiyah, the whole story about how. always in Dobby. You don't know. You did know though. Kramer, Frankel. I've never met him.
His father?
Oh no, his grandson. I heard the Meiser from Rebecca, and then I told it to somebody, and they told me the grandson lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and it was in the Hamadiyah, the story about how Rabbi Frankel was a Holocaust survivor, and he had these balabatim in the community, and he realized that there was nowhere to daven, whatever, and he went to Donald's dad, and Donald's dad gave them as a machsan or whatever to use as a shul, and then it was too small, and he gave them, Fred Trump, yeah, Fred. Donald Ben Fred. Yeah, and he's got grandchildren like Rochel and Leah. And we're not living in Mashiach times, but said, whatever you want. He apparently turned around to Reform and said, at least my grandchildren are Jewish. I don't know if that's true or that's just something you send on WhatsApp, but anyway. Anyway, but that's the vort. The vort is, when you daven for things, you don't always get what you want, when you want, how you want. But the davening is pushing buttons in Shemaim and is having a response down in this world, and we don't always see the connections. That's what we've set up to now. Im nachzor l'moshel haniskelil noisef sheishnam shnei sugi mategim. We'll go back to the moshel we used above of the switches. Could be there's two types of switches. Yesh metak prati beisi shebeem tzuse madlikim chashmal b'cheir echad. You have the little light switch on the wall, yeah? The little private light switch where you switch it, the light goes on in the room. L'mosei yesh metak shebeem tzuse madlikim esa chashmal l'kol ha'ir. Over in Ashdod or Ashkelon, wherever it is, there they've got a big switch which provides chashmal to the whole city. Could be that the switch is down there in the basement underneath all the generators or whatever. That switch down at the bottom, that's down underground, whatever, is that's what, and no one sees, no one knows about it. That's what's lighting up the whole city. Rochel's tefillas. She doesn't. She gets answered. She wants a child. She gets a child. She's only Esav. She marries Yaakov. She answers. She gets answered. A metak prati, private switch. Lumezoyz yishnan tefillas shem kemetak reshi lekol ha'ir. A metak matlik esa'ol lekol ha'ir. Ach ein ze'oymesh ha'cheder shebonim tzametak gam hu yemor. When you switch the light, it doesn't mean that the light goes on in the basement. The basement stays dark. There's no light down there in the basement where the big switch is. That's Rochel. She's davening, and the whole world, and everybody's being taken care of because of Rochel's tefillas. Rochel mevaka as bonaya. She's crying for her children, and she's crying. She's still living in darkness. Yitochen shecheid zeh yeh matev chashuch v'yisha choshuch gam lachem pulis hametag. Kleimach. What does this mean? Titochen tefila kesh tefilosil shol Rebbe Chanina. That's a tefila of Rebbe Chanina, the tefila of Rochel. Af al shim shebekoich el ha'al of kol goy shvei teva v'kol ha'olam nizoin b'schus. Even though the whole world is lit up and fed and taken care of in his merits. Hu atzmo yishru b'tzave yesh lo rak kav charuvim. Just finish on this paragraph, and we'll have what to think about, and we'll come back after Shabbos. Nimtzane lamdim she'atfila choyvehi. Comes out from this that tefila is a choyve, but we all know that. Ki kach gozru chachmosa yisbarach, because that's what Hashem's divine wisdom decreed. V'aladeya lo yered kol shef olam. Without tefila, shef is not coming into the world, which is not like ishtadlis. Ishtadlis will, shef will come into the world even without the ishtadlis. Tefila is not like ishtadlis. Tefila, if you don't daven, you're not going to get it. The status, you could get it without the status. Horaya, there's often you got things sometimes without making status. That never happened to you? Mm-hmm. Never ever happened to you that you got something that you made no status for? And And sometimes you made a lot of ishtadlis, and nothing happened. Oh, so you see, the ishtadlis, no connection. But tefillah, there's a connection. We don't always see the connection. That's because you need to know where to look. Ulam keitzad yeda adam al mahu tzarich litpalel. How do you know what to daven for? I'm not talking about Shmona Esra. I'm talking about proper davening. I'm not talking about twitching your lips at a book. I'm talking about proper davening. Keitzad yeda is a shefa who tzarich lashpir bebriya. How does he know what his unique shefa is he needs to bring into the world? Hatshuva uhi. When you have a look and you realize the bank balance doesn't look so good this month, Hashem wants you to bring this into the world. Why is tefillah called avoida? It's somehow you're serving, you're providing. Kaviyokal Hashem with something. Who is Bach Reitze Lashpia Lo Ilam? Hashem wants to give children to the next door neighbor, but they're not davening. Vazadam Amit Palel, Meshara Sejmoifen, Shal Yedei Tfilosa, Yoichel is Kambrots and Hashem Leitiv. As we've been mentioning all along in the Sefer, that the Kavona of Hashem is to hative. But he makes tzvayim when he'll be mative. If you don't daven, he won't be mative. But this guy's not davening. So you daven and you get all the reward. Therefore, you serving all these people that didn't daven, they're getting it all in the schus of your davening. So if you don't like the gun, you don't want to get it, stop davening. Okay. So that's the sort. You have to daven. It doesn't come into the world without your davening. That means the people that need things, because Hashem wants to give it to them, but they don't daven. So why Hashem doesn't make them daven? No, we don't know why they made the system. You daven for things, and the other person gets them. How do you know what to daven for? Well, just have a look and see what you need. If you think about it carefully, in Birkas HaTorah, every Jew has to daven for every Jew that he'll have a geshmak in his learning. Go look at the Loshon of Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Every Jew has to daven for every other Jew that is learning will be sweet. Look at that. When you had a geshmak day learning today, it's because your chavrusa davened a good Birkas HaTorah today. Rabbi Tisiyahu Solomon, I heard him say this myself. If we would say, everyone would say that bracha with kavana, no one would ever go off the derech. Because someone who has a geshmak and a sweetness out of learning, why would he leave it? There's nothing more delicious in the world. But what do you need in order to get that sweetness? Well, you have to learn first. That's you actually have to sit and learn. But without the davening, the law is there. Ava rabba, birkas haTorah. But it's not just for you, it's for the ganze Welt. And that's what we said right in the beginning. One of the answers thrown out here, I think you said it, was that it's in the rabbim. When we daven, very often we daven in the rabbim. What's it going to do with the rabbim? Why am I davening for the rabbim? That's all you're davening for.
Most of our davening is all Shmona Esra is in the rabbim.
Yeah, that's 10% of our davening is Shmona Esra. There's another 9 lishonis of tefillah that a person has to work his way through. If all you do is just daven Shmona Esra 3 times a day, that's very nice, but you've hardly started davening today yet.
What do we say personally in davening?
All the personal davenings. The whole day. Help me find a parking. Thank you for the coffee. Please let me understand this Rashi. Please let not be a queue at bar call. Please let me. The whole day you're talking to Hashem. It's like, I'm a tefillah. Somebody's sick, God forbid, in hospital. You don't have much money. So it's like, okay, that's it. I've done my bit for the day. 10 o'clock's the surgery. You're sitting there and you're pumping away at your tehillim and tzakotten, neakotten. There's 10 lashonis of tefillah. That's all included when we mean by davening. We don't just mean Shmona Esra. I'm not saying Shmona Esra is not important. What chashuv? Avraham Yitzhak and Yaakov were koveya there. They put enormous amount of davening tzivah as an extra koyach and all those things. Why do they have a koyach? But the scream, the cry of a pained Jewish neshama is what. Vayishma Hashem es na'akosom. It doesn't say Vayishma Hashem es tfilosom. Vayishma Hashem es na'akosom. Hashem heard their screams, their groans, their moans. So that's all singular. But even there, you see the pu'ula is in the plural. It goes and is mashpi on everybody. Learning does that as well, by the way. The Rosh Chaim explains how that works also. When you're learning, you must spear the whole Olam as well. The best, the biggest chesed you can do for another Jew is learn Torah. Don't forget to take a program.